This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome to the Halloween edition of the Monday Magazine, where we promise it won't be a horror show, but it might get rocky. In fact, it probably will, because Graham's here, Graham Craig from What's on White, who's here with me to help present the legendary Stage Door. Hello, Graham.
Good afternoon.
We need a bit of a fanfare there, don't we?
We do, yeah. Or a creaky stage door to open.
Yeah, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Will you do it again for us? Lovely. Lovely. I think that was a door. Sounded like, I don't know.
Not my knee.
Yeah, a wonky knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Graham, before we run through What's on White... Mm-hmm. Did you like that? whatsonwhite.com is your website.
Yeah.
And I just said, before we run through What's on White, it's quite good.
That's
isn't it?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
a good
what
name,
I thought of
it.
That's what I thought of it, yeah.
Yeah. But the clocks have gone back, and I want to know, has it affected you? Has it changed your life in any way?
Well, on Sunday mornings it does. Because now, you see, in the olden days, you know, before smartphones and smart technology and stuff like that, you would actually have clocks on the wall, you know, plugged in
clocks.
And stuff like that. Clocks, yeah, you know,
right.
Timepieces and watches, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you would have to physically change...
I know.
Your clocks. Now, you either did it before you went to bed, so you woke up in the morning and it was the correct time.
Yes.
Or you got up and then suddenly, you know, had a nightmare shock because you'd slept in till, like, 10:30, and then you thought, oh, no, I haven't put the clock back, have I? So then it becomes 9:30.
I know.
But with all the smart technology now, you sit there and you think, when you wake up a Sunday morning, you go, has it changed? I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
How do you know?
I see what you mean.
You know, because we all go by these smart devices. I have a smartwatch, not wearing it today, but I have a smartwatch.
Yeah.
So, and all these things are meant to just update themselves.
They are.
And you kind of think, well, how do they do it? How does it, and when does it do it? Because I'm not that sad, I'm going to, but now I've said it, you see, next time the clocks go forward or back, I'm going to be that sad to sit up till 2:00 to see if it goes back to 1:00 now, because I've just said it in my mind.
Well, if anybody out there did do that, we want to hear from you, so...
Yeah, you know.
Send us an
at
email.
At what point does your smart device lose the hour?
Yeah, does it all happen at precisely 2 a.m?
Mm.
Oh.
Or does it just stay on 1 a.m. for an hour?
Yeah, does time stop?
Just go, I'll sit here.
Which is pretty disturbing if you're on a night out, isn't it?
Well... Yeah, but then if you're on a night out, right, when the clocks, because clubs normally shut at like 2:00 in the morning, don't they?
I wouldn't know, Graham.
So at 2:00, when the clocks go back to 1:00, have you now got an extra hour to
last
enjoy
orders.
Yourself?
Last orders.
Thing of the last orders, thing of the past now, isn't it? But the clocks going back was originally done for what purpose? Was it...
Was it children, or was it a farming thing, that there were certain, there was earlier daylight or something? I can't remember.
I don't see what difference it makes.
No, I
mean, if you start playing on a field at, well, 6:00 in the morning, now you've got an extra hour. Yeah,
as you do.
You know.
Yeah.
Or do you just still start at 7 because 7:00's when they naturally do it? I don't know. The milkmen don't, it's certainly not helping the milkmen, because very rarely do you get milk delivered first thing in the morning now. I mean, ours comes at 2:15 in the morning.
I'm glad I mentioned this. You've got plenty to say.
If it involves moaning about it, I've got plenty to say.
My only contribution is that for the first time for 6 months, the clock in my car is right.
Now, I was going to say, mine's the opposite. It's now wrong for 6 months because I want it to be summertime again.
And I was totally confused when I got in the car this morning. Like, what? That's not right. Oh, it is. So I still haven't worked out how to change it.
And clock cars are the worst for trying to figure out how to actually change them.
Yeah, they are.
They're not as simple as, you know, any other type of technology.
I know. It's not right, is it?
No.
But anyway, it hasn't thrown me at all. but we're digressing, aren't we, as always?
Yeah, well we always digress, but that's...
That's part of the magic of Stage Door, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so go on, Graham, tell us, what's going on the Isle of Wight over the next week or so?
Okay, well, we've got a bit of film, bit of poetry, a bit of art, and a bit of music, and a bit of a coach trip.
And that's with your best radio presenter's voice, I noticed.
Was it?
It sounded very, very smooth, that, I must say.
Okay, well, we'll go back to normal. There is a movie called When Marnie Was There. It's a PG. It's a subtitled Japanese animated movie, but don't let that put you off, because these things are all the rave at the moment. It's based on the 1967 novel by British author Joan G. Robinson. And this haunting tale of friendship follows Anna, a lonely 12-year-old who moves to the seaside to live with her uncle and aunt. She stumbles upon an old mansion surrounded by marshes and encounters a mysterious young girl, Marnie, who appears at the window of a strange house. Now, this is it's quite an arty film. When I say animation, it's don't think of cartoons. Just think of kind of like more grown-up animated, sort of comic and film type things. Yeah. A bit like the Batman sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is being screened at Ventnor Film Society tomorrow, Tuesday the 1st of November, and it's at 7:30. Bit of ballet, the Royal Ballet 2016-17 season is still continuing and continues with Anastasia. It's a Certificate 12A. It's a special screening at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts Club on Wednesday the 2nd at 7 p.m. It's Kenneth McMillan's haunting ballet based on a great historical mystery set to the music of Tchaikovsky. If you're a poet and you didn't know it, see what I did there? The open mic poetry nights are back on, and this week it's on at Key Arts on Wednesday the 2nd of November from 8 p.m.
After that, Graham, you'll have to be there, won't you?
Well, in part of the excerpt on my listing, it does say strut your stuff, and I kind of thought I'm not the sort of person who can strut their stuff. Impressions, while we're still at Key Arts, Impressions of War is a new exhibition that's just opened at Key Arts, commemorating the centenary of World War One, with work created by Ireland's Young Carers and Looked After Children, the Key Arts Craft Group, and Ride Festival, with a show and tell Friday the 11th at 8 p.m, which is free. The gallery is always free to go in, but that's open now Monday to Saturday. Medina Tattoo is on Sunday at Medina Theatre, Sunday the 6th at 2 p.m. It's an inspiring afternoon of music and song. It includes White Hot Pipes, Rose and Thistle and Hampshire Caledonian Pipe Bands, the Vectis Corps of Drums, Company B, The Crew, Sam Howard and the Vocal Chords, and your compere is the Piano Man, who is Matt Black, and that's all raising money for charity. At Key Arts they have Sunday morning recitals, and this Sunday it's Siobhan Cosgrove on the flute. They are at 10:30, and it's just £5 entrance fee. Chris Wood plays a concert at Key Arts in the evening on Sunday the 6th of November. Chris's style is a bit like Poems of Observation and Contemporary Life set to electric acoustic. Once the winner of Radio 2's Album of the Year and Singer of the Year. That's on the music section of mm-hmm. What's on White. There's a Guy Fawkes night over at Yarmouth, because it's Guy Fawkes the end of the week, isn't it? November the 5th.
We should have talked about that.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Instead, we'll just have to have fireworks. it's over at Yarmouth, with the usual trimmings of hog roast, chestnuts and mull wine at Town Square, followed by a torchlight parade to the common and a firework display.
Just to interrupt you there, hog roast, bonfire. I can remember when bonfire just meant baked spud shoved in the bottom of the fire in a bit of tinfoil.
Yeah.
But now they're getting huge hogs
and
turning them over and on a spit, and all sorts, aren't they?
Yeah,
blimey.
It's not even a. It's all changed now, isn't it? I mean, I remember we used to go around and collect planks of wood and build something at the end of the road on the common, and but it's all health and safety now, isn't it?
And find a victim and sort of shove him inside.
I get telling off by the police and the fire brigade the following day because you built it too close to a lamppost and it melted or something, you know.
That's right.
And later this month, we've still got some top stuff to come on the island. We've got Shalimar. Do you remember those? Any from the 80s?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. Yep.
Tony Christie. He's on the island.
Show me the way.
To going home. Wayne Ellington is singing Nat King Cole. I think he's kind of like one of these X Factory, Britain's Got Talent types.
Yeah.
And Ben as Michael Jackson. Now, Ben, he's only known as Ben, but apparently he is one of the biggest Michael Jackson impersonators.
Yeah.
I think he's the one that's been invited to do something for Michael Jackson.
He's
in
been
the
on
past
the island
and,
before.
Oh, yeah. He's big, and he has a hell of a following, a massive following.
Big Ben. Sorry, I just sort of threw that in and wished I hadn't.
And we've got some special screening events. There's Alan Bennett's Diaries for all the thespians. That looks really good, actually.
Yeah.
That's on later this month at a couple of venues. And Les Contes de Hoffmann by the Royal Opera House. If you want to find out when and where, then head over to What's on White.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's nearly panto season.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, get on with it.
So, this afternoon when I get home, I'm going to do a special panto section just so they don't get lost with all the other theatre stuff. And last but not least, there is a coach trip on Sunday, November the 13th.
Yeah, Remembrance Sunday.
At Key Arts. And, so that got some rave reviews last time. So don't miss that. Go and have a look at What's on White. Have a look at that particular spot and book your tickets through from the site.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much, Graham. Is that the lot?
That's the lot for this
week. I know you're back with us next week then.
Yeah.
For more.
Yeah.
Stage Door. We definitely need a sort of fanfare or a drum roll or something, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to work
because,
on that.
Because I was just thinking, as I did the entrance, the creaky opening the door, do I have to close the door?
Oh, yeah. Go on, do it.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Graham.
That did sound like it was opening again, didn't it?
We'll work on it. www.vectisradio.com